କୀର୍ତ୍ତନ ବ୍ରଜ ଜନରଞ୍ଜନ ଯମୁନା ତୀର ବନ ଚାରି ଯମୁନା ତୀର ବନ ଚାରି ଜୟ ରାଧା ମାଧବ ଜୟ କୁଞ୍ଜ ବିହାରୀ ଜୟ ଶ୍ରୀକୃଷ୍ଣ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ପ୍ରଭୁ ନିତ୍ୟାନନ୍ଦ ଶ୍ରୀ ଅଦ୍ୱୈତ ଗଦାଧର ଶ୍ରୀ ବାସାଦି ଗୌର ଭକ୍ତବୃନ୍ଦ ହରେ କୃଷ୍ଣ 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 ହରେ 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 ରାମ 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 ହରେ 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 କୃଷ୍ଣ 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 ହରେ 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 ରାମ 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 ହରେ 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 କୃଷ୍ଣ 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 ହରେ 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 ରାମ 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 ହରେ ହରେ ଜୟ ପ୍ରଭୁପାଦ ଜୟ ପ୍ରଭୁପାଦ ଜୟ ଜଗଦ୍ଗୁରୁ ଶ୍ରୀଲ ପ୍ରଭୁପାଦ ନିତାଇ ଗୌର ହରିବୋଲ 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 ଜୟଂ ବିଷ୍ଣୁପାଦ ପରମହଂସ ପରିବ୍ରାଜଗାଚାର୍ଯ୍ୟ ଅଷ୍ଟୋତ୍ତର ଶତ ଶ୍ରୀ ଶ୍ରୀମାଦି ଶ୍ରୀ ଭକ୍ତି ବେଦାନ୍ତ ସ୍ୱାମୀ ଶିଳ ପ୍ରଭୁପାଦ କି ଅନନ୍ତ କୋଟି ବୈଷ୍ଣବ ଭକ୍ତବୃନ୍ଦ କି ନମାଚର୍ଯ୍ୟ ଶିଳ ହରିଦାସ ଠାକୁର କି ପ୍ରେମ ସେ କହୋ ଶ୍ରୀକୃଷ୍ଣ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ପ୍ରଭୁ ନିତ୍ୟାନନ୍ଦ ଶ୍ରୀ ଅଦ୍ୱୈତ ଗଦାଧର శివసాది శివభక్తవృంద కీ, గ్రంథరాశ్రమద్ భాగవతం కీ, సమవేత వైష్ణవ భక్తవృంద కీ, నితాయ గౌర ప్రమానందే హరి హరి బో. ఉమజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాఖయ చక్షురుమిళితం జైన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్య మనహాభీష్టం స్థాపితం జైన భూతలే స్వయం నృప కదామహం దదతీశో పదంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీజూతోపకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణరఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సవధూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతి గోపేశ గోపికా కంత రాధాకంత నమస్తతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధివృందావనేశ్వరీ విశోభాను సుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియ. మంచాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానం పావనిభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభునిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివసాది భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరి, హరే రామ 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 హరి హరి. ముఖం కరతి వాచాళం పంగం లంఘయతి గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురుం దినతారిణం పరమానందమాధవం శ్రీచైతన్యమీశ్వరం. నమం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తిస్వరూప దామోదర స్వామినితి నామిని. నమసద్భక్తమణి మణిపురుద్భవాయ చ ప్రభుపాదుల సద్బాణీ ప్రచారో నిరతాయ. నమం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామిని. నమస్తే సారస్వతి దేవి గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణి నిర్విశేష శిన్నవాది పశ్చత్త దశతారిణి. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఈదం భాగవతం నామ పురాణం బ్రహ్మ సంహితం ఉత్తమ శ్లోక చరితం చకార భగవాన్ ఋషి నిశ్రేయసాయ లోకస్య ధన్యం స్వస్తి అయనం మహాత్ కృష్ణేశ ధామ ఉపగతే ధర్మజ్ఞాదిభీషః కలౌ నష్ట దృశామేశ పురాణార్కోధునాదితో. హరే కృష్ణ. So I'd like to ask blessing from all the devotees, especially senior devotees like His Grace Jivanath Prabhu and all senior devotees. Please bless me so that I can say a few words in glorification of Lord and His devotees. So today we have Canto 10, Chapter 1, Text 67 to 69. Text 67 is written on the board. So let us recite Text 67 together. Matarang pitarang bhratrin sarvanscha suridastatha dhantihi asutri plutha ఘ్నంతి అశుత్రిపోలుద్ధా రాజన ప్రాయశో భువి మాతరం పితరం భ్రాతృన్ సర్వంశ్చ సురిదస్తథా ఘ్నంతి అశుత్రిపోలుద్ధా রাজনহ প্রায়শ ভুবি মাতরং পিতরং ভ্রাতৃন সর্বংশ্চ সুহৃদস্তথা ঘ্নন্তিঃ অসূত্রিপো লুব্ধা রাজনহ প্রায়শ ভুবি প্লিজ পিতরং ভ্রাতৃন সর্বংশ্চ সুহৃদস্তথা ঘ্নন্তি অসূত্রিপোলুব্ধা রাজনহ প্রায়শ ভুবি মাতাজি মাতরং পিতরং ভ্রাতৃন সর্বংশ্চ সুহৃদস্তথা ঘ্নন্তি অসূত্রিপোলুব্ধা রাজনহ প্রায়শ ভুবি মাতরং পিতরং ভ্রাতৃন সর্বংশ্চ সুহৃদস্তথা ঘ্নতো হি অসূত্রিপোলুব্ধা রাজনহ প্রায়শ ভুবি ওয়ার্ড মিনিং মাতরম unto the mother, pitaram, unto the father, bhratrin, unto brothers, sarvangcha, and anyone else, shuridaha, friends, tatha, as well as nanti, they kill, as it is practically seen, he, indeed, অসূত্রিপাহ দোজ হু এনভি দ্য লাইফস অফ আদার্স ফর দেয়ার পার্সোনাল সেন্স গ্রেটিফিকেশন লুব্ধা গ্রিডি রাজনহ সচ কিংস প্রায়শ অলমোস্ট অলওয়েজ ভুবি অন দ্য আর্থ ট্রান্সলেশন এন্ড পারপোর্ট বাই হিজ ডিভাইন গ্রেস এসি ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামী শিল প্রভুপাদ শিল প্রভুপাদ কি ট্রান্সলেশন কিংস গ্রিডি ফর সেন্স গ্রেটিফিকেশন অন দিস আর্থ অলমোস্ট অলওয়েজ কিল দেয়ার এনিমিজ ইনডিসক্রিমিনেটলি টু স্যাটিসফাই দেয়ার ওন হুইমস দে মে কিল এনি ওয়ান ইভেন দেয়ার মাদার্স ফাদার্স ব্রাদার্স অর ফ্রেন্ডস পারপোর্ট উই হ্যাভ সিন ইন দ্য হিস্ট্রি অফ ইন্ডিয়া that Aurangzeb killed his brother and nephews and imprisoned his father to fulfill political ambitions. There have been many similar instances and Kangsa was the same type of king. Kangsa did not hesitate to kill his nephews and imprison his sister and his father. For demons to do such things is not astonishing. Nonetheless, although Kangsa was a demon, he was aware that Lord Vishnu cannot be killed and thus he attained salvation. Even partial understanding of the activities of Lord Vishnu makes one eligible for salvation. Kangsa knew a little about Krishna that he could not be killed and therefore he attained salvation, although he thought of Vishnu, Krishna, as an enemy. What then is to be said of one who knows Krishna perfectly from the description of Shastra like Bhagavad Gita? It is therefore the duty of everyone to read Bhagavad Gita and understand Krishna perfectly. This will make one's life successful. So, yesterday you have heard a very nice class. from Akinchan Balaram Prabhu on text 65 and 66. Where mainly it is described how after hearing from Narada Muni that Kamsa will be killed by Devaki's son, and any of the sons out of these eight sons, any of them could be Vishnu. And not only that, he also informed that demigods, they also decided in a meeting that to help Krishna to kill Kamsa and to kill all the demons, they will also appear in Jodhu dynasty. That information also Kamsa received from Narada Muni. So after receiving this information, Kamsa really became very fearful, thoughtful and very anxious, and he started to kill one after another all Devaki's sons, children. He started to kill. Not only that, he also killed many other children who were born in the period. He thought all of them might be demigods coming from heaven to help Krishna to kill the demons. So that's why he started to kill, like wholesale killing. He killed many children. He appointed Putana to kill only children. Putana tried to kill not only Krishna, she already killed many other children also. So in this way, Kamsa became, the offenses he committed is like rarest of the rare. This type of offense is very rare. So people may become little surprised how a person can do such a thing, such cruel, how a person can become so cruel. So today's verse answers this surprise, that we should not be surprised. It is very common and very natural for those who are running after sensual pleasure, especially the kings, demoniac kings, their only target is to somehow or other to secure their political power and somehow or other to enjoy life to the fullest extent. And Prabhupada in the purport cited the example of Aurangzeb. In Indian history, Aurangzeb, he was younger brother, he was not eldest. General system is that eldest son will become the king. So he was not the eldest of Shah Jahan. He was not the eldest son of Shah Jahan. He killed his eldest brothers. He killed his nephews. And he arrested his own father. For what purpose? Just for enjoy life. And also to enjoy power. Actually, if you want to enjoy sensual pleasure, power, to accumulate power is also required. Power, money power, bodily power, political power. When you can accumulate all types of power, money power, and bodily power, Vaishya power, Kshatriya power, intellectual power, and what else? Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, of course, if you have many servants. So in this way, Kamsa, he wanted to accumulate power, and at the same time he wanted to enjoy life. He wanted to stop his death, because death is one of the, it is the main obstacle in our plan making. If I want to enjoy life, any moment death can take my, death can destroy my whole plan. So, like Aurangzeb, there are many other instances, many other examples we can cite from history. Just for their political power, they became so cruel, which is beyond our imagination, and we become surprised how people can become so cruel. We have read the history of Hitler. Hitler, he was killing those who are his, so-called enemies, he did not like, I think, as far as I remember, Jews, because they are people in bodily concept of life. Just like sometimes there is riot between Hindu, Muslim. In Tripura there was a riot between tribal and non-tribal. So this is based on bodily concept. So this Hitler, he was very strong, his bodily concept was very strong. And he was killing, whenever he found some Jews, he used to kill. And not only that, he killed his own ministers. Hitler killed his own supporters. Whenever he suspected little that this supporter is working as a spy, this supporter is having some ill feeling towards me, immediately Hitler would kill them. He his scientist invented a machine called, guillotine, am I correct? Not guillotine? Anyway, some machine was there for wholesale killing. He used to carry all the people whom he wanted to kill, and in a machine, one after another, they were chopped, one after another. Such a cruel personality. Very difficult to, for common people, it's very difficult to believe. So there are so many, many kings in the history of the world, especially demoniac. Of course, in India, there are many Rajarshis, those who are king, but at the same time, they are like sages, they are devotee. If you are not devotee, then power is poison. Anything, money is poison if you are not a devotee. That's why sometimes it is said, Shudra should not be given so much money. They should not accumulate so much money, because they are not spiritually advanced. If they get money power, they will misuse. Any kind of power, if it is given in the hand of non-devotees, it will be misused. But devotees like Yudhishthir Maharaj, devotees like Parikshit Maharaj, they can handle power because they know how to utilize power in the service of Lord, how to utilize money in the service of Lord. Otherwise, those who are not devotees, their target of life is enjoyment, sensual pleasure. This is the only target. And there is a philosophy called hedonism. I think many of you have heard about this philosophy. Hedonism. Hedonism means the goal of life is to enjoy. The goal of life is to have sensual pleasure as much as you can. This is the only goal of life. There is no God. Forget God and just enjoy as much as you like. As much as you like. So in this way, not only the kings, everybody is a small king. Everybody is thinking that I am also small Indra, I am also small king. There are many, it is called crime patrol. I think some of you have heard about this. Crime patrol. Crime patrol means sometimes there is a murder and the police department, they, because generally no murderer claims that I have committed the murder. They try to hide it. And police department, they make some investigation. And sometimes it becomes so difficult to find out how the murder took place. So in those crime patrols, sometimes you will find that the son killed his father, the son killed his mother, sometimes daughter killed her mother, and it is not story. Crime patrols are not story. These are fact, based on fact, they give the address and everything. So why daughter is killing mother? The simple thing, she fell in love with some boy and mother told, I don't like this boy. You cannot marry this boy. If you marry this boy, I will not give you any support. I will not give you any monetary support. So sometimes they together, the girl and the lover, they together kill father and mother. From many crime patrol, it is found, it is discovered. Similarly, sometimes they kill, father kills son, if son is detrimental to their sensual pleasure. So this is proof in conscious behavior, so we should not be surprised. You have heard the drama Hamlet. Hamlet, there is a drama by Shakespeare, Hamlet, where it is very nicely narrated how the queen mixed some poison with lemon juice and gave to husband. She gave it to king, to her husband. And the king, how can he doubt his own wife, you know? The king drank it and died. So these are the actual picture of hedonism. If you are running after sensual pleasure, this will be the real picture of the whole world will become like this. And that's why so many troubles. Because somebody is 10% hedonist, somebody is 20% hedonist, somebody is 50% hedonist, and that's why the problem is, especially in Kali Yuga, the problem is expanding. And what is our Krishna philosophy? Completely opposite. Service. Philosophy is service. And whatever enjoyment you get, that is like your salary. You are not running after, enjoyment. You are actually, your target is to serve God. Your target is to serve Vaishnavas. Then automatically Krishna will reward you with so much happiness, so much pleasure. Just like Pandavas, they married Draupadi, very, very beautiful lady. But Duryodhana also tried, Karna also tried to marry Draupadi. So even sensual pleasure, Krishna can give you. Dharmartha kamo gatayo samayo pratiksha. If you become a sincere devotee, dharma means religious morality is with you, artha means money is with you, money runs behind you, kamo gatayo, even sensual pleasure, they are folding hands and standing near the gate, near the door, waiting for your calling bell. Kama gatayo, even moksha, liberation from all troubles. They are standing near the door, waiting for your calling bell. This is described by, Billamangal Thakur. So, for devotee, they don't want to enjoy sensual pleasure. Their only target is to serve. But Krishna is ready to give them all kinds of power, facilities, everything. Just like Yudhishthir Maharaj was a king, Ambarish Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj. Many of their, like Prahlad Maharaj's brother, I saw in some TV, I don't know whether it is correct or not. But at least Dhruva Maharaj's brother was supposed to become king, no? But because Krishna did not sanction, Dhruva Maharaj became king. So non-devotees, those who are running after material power, material happiness, they struggle for it. Sometimes they get it, sometimes they don't get it. But if you are Krishna's devotees, your everything is material comfort, everything is secured. Temporarily you may be in little external trouble. Sujanako dukkho divaso dui chari. Have you heard this song? Sujanako dukkho divaso dui chari. This used to be sung by Vidyapati's song. Used to be sung by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. He used to sing. Bhanaye Vidyapati sunaho baranari sujanako dukkho divaso dui chari. Those who are pious, those who are devotee, their miseries are very, very temporary. Divaso dui chari. Their miseries last for 2-3 days. Dui chari. 2 or 4 days, their misery is lost. We have seen Pandavas are in forest for 12 years. You may think, 12 years, 13 years. But it is divasa dui chari. Because compared to the unlimited eternity of time, if you compare millions and trillions of years, these 12 years, and that is also not real suffering. They had that plate, that akshaya patra. In the forest, they could feed millions and trillions of people, which Duryodhana could not do. Duryodhana had no power to feed millions and trillions of people every day. But Yudhishthir Maharaj had, even though he was living in forest. So they have only external unhappiness, external sufferings. But internally devotees are always secured and they are always happy. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada has explained something positive about Kamsa. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Janma karma chame dibbam ebanja janati tattataha tekta deham punar janma naiti mameti shorjana. Anybody who can understand the mystery of my appearance and disappearance and my work, karma, janma karma, people, 99.9% people misunderstand. This is a very, very common argument. Why you accept Krishna as God? He is dancing with other's wife. He is stealing clothes of other's wife. So many things. So many arguments. He is depending for enjoyment. So many arguments. Nowadays you can sometimes, you know, Jakir, you can see. So many arguments he is giving. So that means understanding Krishna is very, very difficult. Majority people, they don't understand. Because they have tiny brain and they judge very quickly, you know. How a person who is stealing, you know, other's wife's cloth or dancing with other's wife, how he can be God, you know. Very easy to convince those who have poor brain, very easy to convince. So that's why Krishna says, Janma karma chame dibbam ebanja janati tattataha tekadeham punar janmanaiti. If you can understand this, even little bit, here Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport, Kamsa understood little bit, very, very little bit. And that's why he got salvation. I was hearing a story from His Holiness Badrinarayan Swami, that once Prabhupada met with one Christian priest. A Christian priest came to meet Prabhupada with his wife. And Christian priest was challenging Prabhupada. What kind of God you are believing? He is dancing with other's wife. So this Christian priest was challenging Prabhupada. And you know, Prabhupada, he knows the best karate, you know. And Prabhupada, he looked at the priest and asked, who is this lady? So Christian priest replied, this is my wife. So you have stolen a gopi from Krishna. Prabhupada directly asked him, so that means you have stolen a gopi from Krishna. So that man asked, what do you mean? No, this lady doesn't belong to you. This lady belongs to Krishna. She is God's property. She is God's energy. And you have stolen God's lady to marry. So you are a thief. You have stolen God's property and married her. It is not your wife. You just, Krishna just mercifully granted. Otherwise it is Krishna's property. You are the thief. So that priest, because, you know, dull-headed, you know, he did not understand and he became angry. And he was shouting and he left the place. Then Prabhupada said, it was my bad karma. Otherwise, why he became upset on me? You know, actually people, they cannot understand so easily. But if you think little deeply, that everything is God's energy. Earth is God's energy. Sun is God's energy. Everything, whatever we survey, everything is God's energy. Just like Krishna is stealing butter. Whose butter? Whose butter? Whose butter Krishna is stealing? His own butter. I have some 100 rupees in this pocket. So I take my 100 rupees from this pocket and I put it in my right pocket. So am I a thief? Am I a thief? I have taken my 100 rupees note from my left pocket and I put it in my right pocket. Am I a thief? No. I have taken my own money. I am giving some example, crude example. Similarly, Krishna is the owner of everything. By definition, Christian, they accept God is the owner of everything. Muslim accept that God is owner of everything. So if God is owner of everything, God is owner of my body, God is owner of your body, God is owner of my wife, God is owner of your wife. Isn't it? So if he is dancing with somebody's, so-called, externally speaking, somebody's wife, they are not somebody's wife, they all belong to Krishna. all belong to Krishna, but due to miserly intelligence, sometimes we think they belong to us. My wife, my son, my child, my land. So this is misconception. And to eradicate this misconception is very, very difficult. But Kamsa somehow or other, in the beginning he did not understand so much, because he was thinking that I can counteract Krishna's power. Because all the demons at that time, Kamsa conquered all the demons. Whatever demons' names are mentioned in Krishna book, whatever demons' names are mentioned in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, all the demons were against Kamsa in the beginning. All the demons were against Kamsa. They were fighting with Kamsa, and one after another, Kamsa defeated all of them. And then they became like by force friend. Because Kamsa defeated all of them, they thought, Shambhadanda, you know, I have to make friendship, otherwise we cannot survive. So all the demons, they became Kamsa's friend. And when Krishna appeared, one after another, Krishna started killing. He killed Putana, he killed Agasur, Bakasur, all the big demons he killed. So then slowly, Kamsa started to understand, this small child is not ordinary. And once upon a time, Kamsa went to Mahendra Parbat. In Mahendra Parbat, Parshuram was living. He was doing some austerities there, Parshuram. And Kamsa went there and he lifted Mahendra Parbat. We say Krishna lifted Govardhan, and Kamsa lifted Mahendra Parbat. Krishna lifted Govardhan one time, no? Kamsa lifted Mahendra Parbat 100 times. It's written in Garga Sanghita. 100 times he lifted, 100 times he put it down. And Parshuram, who was sitting on the mountain, he thought some earthquake, because his mountain was moving. Then 100 times it is going up and coming down, going up and coming down. And because he was in deep meditation, but meditation was disturbed, and he came out very angrily. Parshuram, Shaktavish empowered incarnation of Lord, and he is very powerful. He killed many Kshatriyas for 21 times. He actually cleaned the world from Kshatriyas. So he was very, very angry. So then he came and faced Kamsa. And Kamsa told, I am not Kshatriya. I am not Kshatriya. I am a demon. And Kamsa immediately tossed his feet. Kamsa knew that he is little uncommon, you know, because he knew that he killed all the Kshatriyas 21 times. So he tossed Parshuram's feet like a pure devotee. He started glorifying Parshuram. After doing some naughty things, you know, after doing some nonsense, he started praising, you know, Parshuram. So then Parshuram, he thought, what this person is doing? He disturbed me in the beginning. Now he is trying to please me. Okay. So, you are proud of your power. I want to see your power. So there was a bow, dhanuk. So Parshuram told, this dhanuk is Vishnu's dhanuk, Vishnu's bow, and Vishnu gifted it to Lord Shiva, and Shiva gave it to me for killing Kshatriyas. Now, if you can tie up the string, because generally maybe the string remains open. Before fighting, they tie up the string with the bow. So if you can tie up this string, then I will understand that you are powerful. And because it was Lord Shiva's bow, it was very, very difficult to tie up. But Kamsa, again, 100 times he tied up and opened and tied up and opened, 100 times. So then Parshuram understood, he's really powerful. Then Parshuram told, okay, I am pleased with your power, so I am giving this bow as gift to you, Haradhanu. But one day someone will come and break this dhanuk. Will break this bow, and you must identify that person, that he is your killer, he will kill you. So Kamsa thought, okay, no problem. So he kept this bow in his palace. And later on, you know, when Krishna came, he first killed Kubalaya Pir, then he entered into that. No, first he entered into where? First Kubalaya Pir, no? Yeah. Then he entered into that, you know, that place where that Dhanush was there. And Krishna broke it. There was a big sound. And Kamsa heard the sound. Simply by hearing the sound, Kamsa understood. Oh, this man is who is my killer. So this understanding, janma karma chame dibbam, ebang jo janati tattata. Kamsa did not understand fully, but little he understood. Finally he understood. In the beginning he did not understand. Finally he understood, this man can kill me. He used to think Krishna is man. So this person will kill me. He understood. And because he understood this, that Krishna can kill me, that understanding, you know, he was qualified, he became qualified. To understand Krishna is all powerful, somehow or other, Krishna is all powerful. Krishna is omniscient, omnipotent, all six appearances. To understand that Krishna has these six appearances. And Kamsa understood it a bit, a little bit. That's why he got salvation. Yesterday you heard that Vishnu cannot give salvation. When Vishnu killed Kalanemi, Kalanemi did not get salvation. Kalanemi took birth as Kamsa. When Vishnu killed Hiranyakashipu as Narasimhadev, Hiranyakashipu did not get salvation. He took birth as, I think, Ravan or Kumbhakarna, is it not? Ravan. So similarly, Hiranyaksha was killed by Varahadev, Vishnu. Varahadev is Vishnu. But Hiranyaksha also took birth again. And because they were killed by Vishnu, they became very aristocratic, very rich, very opulent. Even if you are killed by, even if you are killed by Vishnu, you don't go to, you know, lower planets, hellish planet. You get material opulence. Material of heavenly opulence you get. So we see how Hiranyakashipu and others, they got heavenly opulence. They were killed by Vishnu, but they were not killed by Krishna. Vishnu is, you know, Vishnu has 60 qualities and Krishna has 64 qualities. If you are killed by Krishna, if someone is killed by Krishna, he gets salvation. That's why Krishna's one name is called Mukunda. Mukunda means he can give you liberation. Even if you are killed by Krishna, you will get liberation. And Kamsa, first of all, he was killed by Krishna and he understood that Krishna is very all-powerful, all-powerful. He understood little bit. And that's why he got salvation. So today also we have to cover text 68 and 69. So let me try to finish. Text 68, in his previous birth, Kamsa had been a great demon named Kalanemi and had been killed by Vishnu. Upon learning this information from Narada, Kamsa became envious of everyone connected with the Jodhu dynasty. Persons who are demons, enemies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are called Asuras. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the Asuras, because of their enmity towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, take birth after birth in Asura families and therefore glide down to the darkest hellish regions. In Bhagavad Gita there is a famous verse. Tanahang dishatah kruran sangsarishu naradhaman kshipami ajasram asubhan asureshevo jonishu. That those who are demoniac by nature, Krishna cast them to lower grades of life. Krishna make arrangements so that they can glide down to lower grades of life, hellish life, demoniac life, life after life, life after life. Krishna doesn't have scarcity of time. If you say, Krishna, I want 20 million years, I want to enjoy sensual life like demons, okay, granted. I want 40 millions of years. Why 40 millions? Crores of millions of years will be granted. He doesn't have scarcity of time, he doesn't have scarcity of place. So many planets, so many universes he created. So as much as you want, as long as you want, Krishna is ready to grant your desire. He is called Vanchakalpataru. Vanchakalpataru means he grants all our desires. It is up to us what we will desire. So in this verse, it is said that he got information from Narada Muni. Narad Muni, he gave only the required full information. He did not give full information. Actually, Kalonemi, in his previous life, he was son of Hiranyakashipu. And he had 6 children. Previously, you have heard yesterday. Hiranyakashipu. It is written. Anyway, as far as I remember, it is Hiranyakashipu. So, Hiranyakashipu's son, Kalonemi. And Kalonemi's six children, they were previously Brahma's grandson. Murichi's 6 children, they offended to Brahma. Brahma did some mistake. And these six grandson of Brahma, they laughed, joked at their grandfather. So due to this offense, Vaishnava Aparad, they took birth as Kalonemi's son. And Naradmuni did not give this information that the children of Devaki, they are your sons from last life. You know why he did not give this information? Because Narad Muni knows, if I tell the secret that these Devaki's 6 children, they are your son from last life, he will feel some affection, so he will not kill them. So Narad Muni kept that part hidden. But other part he revealed. He told, you are Kalonemi in your last life, and in your last life you are killed by Vishnu. And same Vishnu is coming. Narad Muni gave mainly 3 information to Kamsa. 3 information. He told that I went to heaven, and from Nandan Kanan I was crossing through a forest called Chitraratha, and there I saw there is a big Ishtagushti of demigods in Mount Meru. There is a big Ishtagushti headed by Brahma. It was in the Brahma Shadan. Brahma Shadan means there is a quarter of Brahma. Brahma has many quarters in different places. So in heaven also Brahma had a personal quarter. So in that quarter in Sumeru Parbat, I saw there is a meeting of demigods, and the agenda was how to kill Kamsa. This was the agenda of the meeting. And in that meeting I heard that Krishna is coming to kill you, and all the demigods will take birth on this earth planet in Jodhu dynasty to kill you. So this information induced Kamsa to kill all the Devaki's sons and to kill many children. Because of this information he received from Narada Muni. Another information about this Kalonemi, that you are Kalonemi in your last life, and this life same Vishnu is coming to kill you, and same Kalonemi you have become Kamsa this life. Another interesting information he received from Narada Muni, this is I think narrated in Harivamsa. Another important information, that Ugrasen is not your father. Narada Muni told him, Ugrasen is not your father. Then Kamsa asked, who is my father? Actually Ugrasen's wife, Padmavati, once upon a time she went to visit her father's house, and she had been staying there for a long time in her father's house. So at that time a demon named Drumala, he was flying over, and Ugrasen's wife Padmavati, she was playing in a garden with her friends, Shokhis, she was playing in a garden, laughing, joking. And Ugrasen's wife was very, very beautiful. And when the demon, Drumala, he was flying over, he saw that Padmavati. And he was very charmed, amazed to see the beauty of Padmavati. And as she was smiling, joking, he became more attracted. Who is this lady? Then, those demons also had yogic power, mystic power. He immediately sat for meditation, and in meditation he found that this lady is Ugrasen's wife. So yogic power they have, but they misuse. So he immediately took the appearance of Ugrasena. His appearance became like Ugrasena. This is called Kamarupi demon. Kamarupi means whatever you desire, whatever form you want to take. If you want to become elephant, you can take elephant's form. If you just like Ravan's sister, Shurpanakha took beautiful form of a lady, although she was ugly. Her natural form was very ugly. But when she saw Ram, she took a very beautiful form. This is called Kamarupi demons, Kamarupi Rakshas. they can take form as they like. So this Drumala, he took the form of Ugrasena and he came in front of Padmavati. So Padmavati saw the face of her husband and she thought, it is my husband, it is not so easy to understand. So then she asked, why you are here suddenly? No, because of your separation, I could not tolerate your separation, so I have come here to meet you. So then he took Padmavati in a lonely, solitary place and they had, you know, sexual intercourse. Then in the beginning Padmavati could not understand that he is not my husband. But after some time Padmavati observed that his behavior is like a, you know, barbarian behavior. So then she asked, who are you? Looks like you are my husband, but from your behavior I can guess you are not my husband. So then that demon started laughing. You are right. My name is Drumala. I am a demon. So then she became very furious. Then anyway, he told, you are already impregnated. A child will be born from your womb and that child will be the terror. He will terrorize the whole universe. So then Padmavati, what she can do? She told, okay, I'll pray to Lord Vishnu so that he can come and kill this child. Later on it was also revealed to Ugrasena, but just to maintain the prestige of his dynasty, just to maintain the prestige of his family, it was not Padmavati's fault, because Padmavati really could not recognize the demon. So then when Kamsa understood, oh, Ugrasena is not my father is Drumala, so he immediately arrested Ugrasena and put in the prison. And Ugrasena was a pure devotee. Rupa Goswami wrote, Ugrasena was not very powerful king, he was not even hero, but because of his devotion, pure devotion, Krishna liked him very much. So he was a pure devotee and Kamsa, he arrested him and put in prison. That was a great Vaishnava aparad. It was a great offense to a great Vaishnava. So in this way, due to these three information coming from Narada Muni, Kamsa started doing so many Vaishnava aparad. So in this way, you know, Kamsa's aparad became very, very, you know, very, very strong, and that's why it was very, you know, very, what can I say, very suitable for Krishna to kill him, offender, you know. So there are many more points I had, but time is almost over, 5 minutes left. I want to keep this 5 minutes for comment, question, rectification. If you have any question or comment.
Hare Krishna, it's Amit from Canada. I'm just trying to understand one of the points you made earlier. So if I understood it correctly, you said only Krishna can provide salvation. Other demigods, even Vishnu can't provide salvation. Is that correct?
Yeah. That's why he's called Mukunda. Mukunda means who can give you mukti, liberation. Any other question? Jivanath Prabhu.
Prabhu, I thought early in the your talk you said something about it's a benefit to have low intelligence, that it's easier to understand and become a devotee. Did you say something like that?
I don't remember. If you can tell
that. Something like that. Because a point I was trying to make is that obviously none of us here are like super intelligent. So we'll go down in history as, you know, very intelligent people.
Yeah, actually.
And it's easier for us to.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, right. Actually, there are two kinds of miscreants. two kinds of intelligent people. In Bhagavad Gita, what is that verse? That four kinds of people do not surrender unto me. Namang duskritino mura. Duskritino means, kriti means very, very meritorious. Kriti means very, very meritorious. Duskriti means they misuse their intelligence. Actually, the terrorists, you know, many terrorists, they are very, very intelligent. But they misuse their intelligence. Now, Ravana was very, very intelligent. Even Ramchandra asked Lakshman, when Ravana was on deathbed, he asked Lakshman, can you go to Ravana to learn something from him? Because he was very, very intelligent, very, very scholarly person. You understand? So many demons, they are very, very intelligent. But they misuse their intelligence. Prabhupada gave the example of sharp knife. If you give the sharp knife in the hand of a murderer, he will easily commit murder. And if you give the same sharp knife to the hand of a doctor, he will operate a patient to save life. Isn't it? So same hard, sharp knife can be used for murdering, can be used for saving life. Similarly, same sharp intelligence, if it is misused for hedonistic purpose, to enjoy life, for sensual purpose, demonic purpose, same intelligence will be dangerous. And same intelligence when it is used for Krishna service, then same intelligence will be very, very helpful. Internet, very, very helpful for spreading Krishna consciousness and very, very helpful to go to hell. All good things are like this. If you misuse, it is dangerous. Okay. Any other comment? Mataji's side, any question or comment?
So often we hear, I got a follow-up to what I was going to say, that if you don't quite complete your Krishna consciousness in this life, then you get a birth of, you know, with opulence and intelligence and nice body. So is that for us as an encouragement or is it a deterrent?
Because it's nice question. Actually, demons and demigods, both of them get nice birth. The demigods, our 6 months is their one day. Demigods in heaven. On earth planet, when 6 months passes, 6 months, you know, Uttarayan and Dakshinayan, 6 months Uttarayan and 6 months Dakshinayan. In heaven, it is 12 hours and 12 hours, 24 hours in heaven. Also in hell, I mean Patala Loka and other planets, you know, Asura Loka, they have 6 months day and 6 months night. That means the facilities which are enjoyed by demigods, the same facilities are enjoyed by demons also. They also have strong body, they also have so much facilities to enjoy sensual pleasure in demoniac planets also. The duration of life is also like demigods. I am not speaking about earthly demon, but demons who are real demon living in their planet, in different lower planets, they have almost same facilities like that of demigods. The only difference is that demigods take shelter of Krishna time to time, but demons, they never take care of Krishna. They are always against Krishna. This is the only difference. So in this way, going to heaven means if you go to heaven, still you are a devotee. Shakama means you have some desire, material desire. That's why devotees are promoted to heaven. But if Krishna wants, just like in case of Bharat Maharaj, Bharat Maharaj did not go to heaven. After his death, he became a deer. And after deer, I think deer life is the last three lives, you know. Deer, then Jarabharat. Now first King Bharat, then Jarabharat, then deer. Three lives. Why Krishna did not send him to heaven? Generally, 99% cases, he sent fallen devotees to heaven. But because Bharat Maharaj was very special, he already performed up to Bhava level in his previous life. So Krishna thought, if I send him to heaven, he will be there for millions of years. Then he cannot come back to Godhead. But if I give him three lives, some little suffering, then he will come back to Godhead. So that's why sometimes Krishna makes exceptional cases. Instead of sending devotees to the heaven, he gives some miserable condition so that the devotee can very quickly achieve Godhead, can go back to Godhead. These are exceptional cases for special devotees. But in general, those who are devotees with some material desire, but they failed to complete their course, they go to heaven. And those who are non-devotee but had some karma, they go to demoniac planets. Krishna fulfills their desire. Okay, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Any other question or comment? Time is over. Thank you very much. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Samavata Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Vol. Srila Prabhupada ki Jai.